everybody. It's Ted Bell, and inviting you, of course, down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. The summer months are upon us. We have the Border Ted, 36 ounces of beautiful, beautiful steak in the lips. That's right.
Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing fantastic, and thanks for having us on the program. I wanted to talk to you a little bit tonight about the Border Ted, because it's a very special piece of meat. It's a special steak.
This is a 30. That's 36 ouncer, right, Ted?
It is a 36 ounce steak, and let me I'll tell you a little bit of a story. We call it the Porter Ted because it's not just a porterhouse steak. It's you get it at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, everything at your restaurant has your name on it.
Not everything at my restaurant, but yes, a lot of the things.
But you got the Easter Ted's.
You know, I don't want to.
Let's not bring up the Easter Ted's.
Yeah, that's something I'd rather not talk about, but as you know, and you know this full well, as a matter of fact, the Easter Ted was a promotion that I wish to God that I'd never... Can we start this all over again?
It's okay, Ted. I mean, look, you'd had a promotion, didn't go well.
Right, I'm in the middle of a paid segment, and I got him telling me, let's talk about the Easter Ted was a... Let me just say this, folks. The Easter Ted was a horrible, horrible mistake.
Okay, so Ted Bell's with us here, folks.
Let's move on.
Ted Bell is with us here, folks, and we're talking to him about the 36-ounce Porter Ted, your big steak, your big summer... You called it the big summer meat treat.
Yes, I... Well, that's not the copy. Did you get the new copy, bud?
It's called the big summer... It's called the big summer steak out.
It's the big summer meat treat.
Well, what's wrong with... Yeah, you rethought that, right?
Yeah, I rethought it. Why didn't you guys get the new copy?
I got right in front of me here. It says Ted Bell, the 36-ounce Porter Ted, the summer meat treat.
Okay, so that's about the fifth time that we've had to...
It's right here. It says the steakout, the Porter Ted great steak, the summer steakout.
What?
Okay, Ted, I'm sorry, man, but you know, this copy comes in late, and sometimes we don't get it, and it's not formulated properly.
All the copy that I send over to your show, Phil, I proofread myself, okay?
Yeah, but Mr. Bell, this one says, the Porter Ted, you get the meat's so sweet.
That's the copy from yesterday. We reworked it into the Porter Ted, it's the sweet meat, the summer sweet meat, and then we said the Porter Ted, it's the summer steakout.
Right, but that was like three copy changes.
Well...
Ted, we can only read what you send over here from the restaurant.
I know what I... All right.
Anyway, let's not dwell on the mistakes with advertising copy. You got a fantastic steak that you're selling over there.
We absolutely do, Phil. This is the Porter Ted. 36-ounce meat treat. It's sweet. It's complete. And let me tell you something. You know, my wife, Marcy, who I think is the greatest woman on earth. Every husband should think that way about his wife, I would hope. Have you met her?
I have not. I've met her, Ted. She's a sweet girl. Yeah, I was over there last summer, Ted, and we met your lady, Marcy.
She's a wonderful gal. I hope you get over, Phil, to meet Marcy. She's a very thin woman, so she doesn't have a... She's not a big woman. She's 5'10". Okay.
She's tall.
She's tall, but she's slender as a reed, and is really kind of a light eater. Marcy's one of these people that tends more for the salads, you know. She goes in for the, I don't know what you want to call it, Margaret.
Well, she's a light eater. She watches her weight.
She does. She watches her weight. But she said to me, you know what? When she took a look at the Porter Ted, and I had said to her, look at honey, here's the ad copy, and I had a big picture of this big 32-ounce steak, and I saw her eyes widen a little bit, and she said, you want to know something? Let's do it. And I said, do what? She said, I'm going to eat that. And as she was putting her sweater on, she couldn't take her eyes off the picture of the steak. She said, hey, honey, I'm over here. Hello. And she goes, oh, yeah. And then she went back to staring at this meat.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Anyway.
Well, was there a problem? What was the problem, Ted?
There was no problem. She was looking at this Porter Ted, and she had a look on her face like she wanted to have that thing.
Did she want to put the meat in the mouth?
Yeah, she did. And you know, I know what I've said about the phrase "put your meat in your mouth."
I guess it's a slightly different, huh? When it's your wife.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that I'm going back on it, Phil. I just here's the problem that I had. Marcy says to me, "Is this the new summer promotion?" I said, "Yes, it is." And she said, "Let me look at it." And I slid over the picture. It was the big 32-ounce Porter Ted. And I said, "This is right off the train." I said, "These came in from Indianapolis on a boxcar, directly from the boxcar to you, honey." Okay. And I was, you know, I was testing out the ad copy on her, and she's putting her sweater on, and she's putting on her pants, and she's her eyes never left this Porter Ted. I said, "Let me tell you something. You'd be perfect in the commercial." And she said, "What's that?" She's looking up. I said, "Are you hearing me?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "What did I say?" She said, "Something about a commercial." Anyway.
Well, all right, so she seems to be obsessed with this Porter Ted.
Well.
You there? Ted.
Yeah, I'm here, yeah. Anyway, so I said, "Listen, honey, I'd love to feature you in a commercial." So I had Scooter Rhythm and his crew, the guys over there at Beverly Hills Video, Phil, they came over. And they spent the afternoon with us. I had Marcy, Chef Chidilia served Marcy the big 32-ounce Porter Ted.
Is it 32 ounces or 36?
I don't know what it is. Chef Chidilia, what is it? 30? What's the Porter Ted? I don't know. 32, 36. It all depends on how lucky you get. You know, seriously, the cut of meat be 32. 30. Okay, I got it. We say it's 36. Sometimes it comes in at 32.
All right, well, isn't that technically?
No, it's not technically anything, Phil. It's 36 ounces. Okay. So.
Yeah, but you call it 32.
What?
You've been calling it a 32-ouncer.
You've been calling it a 32-ouncer.
Oh, well, I misspoke. It's 36 ounces. Right, Chef?
I don't give a shit.
Hey, let me talk to him.
Phil Hendry. Who? Phil Hendry.
No, Phil.
Watch your language, if you don't mind. We're on the air.
You just threw the phone at me. What's your problem today? All right, so the 36-ounce Porter Ted, Marcy. So we got Boogie Watson and the rest of these guys from Beverly Hills Video. They're in the backseat of my car, okay? And Marcy is on her way over to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Then the camera crew follows her out of the car. This is Marcy Bell. She's the wife of Ted Bell, but that doesn't mean that she is prejudiced or bigoted or, you know, I forget what the copy was, that she favors his steaks. She likes a good steak, and Marcy Bell is about to go into Ted's of Beverly Hills and try out the 36-ounce Porter Ted. And then we see her walking in, right? And then she sits down, and in comes the steaming platter, Chef Chidilia. Right, Chef?
I come in with a platter. I got the meat on it.
Don't blow the phone, I keep telling you. Can you hear me, Phil?
I can hear you, yes. So you bring it in.
I bring it in on a platter, and I put it down in front of her, and I go, "Try sticking that in here." I didn't see it.
So he brings in, he puts it down on the table, and Marcy Bell is now going to try the new Ted's of Beverly Hills Porter Ted. She starts cutting into it. It says half hour later. Now you see a bone on the plate, okay, with a little bit of meat on it, and she's and then we have her waving her hand. Over comes Terry Sinoza, one of the servers, and Terry says, "May I help you, ma'am?" She says, "Wrap that up to go. Wrap it up, because I'm taking that meat with me." And it's great. So he wraps it up.
How long is this commercial?
I was going to say, this sounds like a long commercial.
Well, it's kind of an infomercial. It's going to be on late at night. It's going to be on Channel 6. And 19, we get Don Berman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't be all enthusiastic, whatever you do.
I talked to Berman, he said.
Here's the thing, when you stick the phone in your mouth that way.
All right.
So Marcy then, we get into the car, now the camera crew is following us, she's in the car, this is Marcy Bell, and she can't keep that meat out of her mouth. And now she takes it out of the bag, and my beautiful wife, very slender, very petite little Marcy, she starts gnawing on this thing and chewing it, sticking it sideways into her mouth. I don't know. Anyway.
That's the part, the commercial doesn't sound like you're too... It doesn't sound like you're very enthusiastic about that part, Ted.
Well, I've got a problem with the woman, the mother of my son, the woman that I love. And she likes the steak. I said, all right, honey, this is the part of the commercial where people are going.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, you went the part of the commercial.
I know.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, so so I said, this is a part of the commercial, honey, where you're going to sell it. And she says, fine. And she says, I'm looking forward to this. So we get in the car. She takes it out of the bag. I said, well, you can at least wait till we get out of the parking lot. This is the problem. We had an argument.
Well, now, it sounds like it's starting to get contentious. Was she angry with you?
She says that I won't let her enjoy her life, something like that. I said, enjoy your life. I said, can you wait till we get out of the parking lot? I mean, she's got the bag with the steak in it, Phil. She's digging around in there, pulls it out with one hand, barehanded. She's gnawing on it like a dog pulling it out of a garbage can in an alley.
All right. This doesn't sound like it was a very pleasant experience.
It was fine. He was pissed off, Phil. No, I was not pissed off. So Marcy then has this, she's got the Porter Ted. And we get out of the parking lot finally, and then I go, hold on, guys. I say, okay, action. So she takes the porterhouse out of the bag, what's left of it.
Now, what she has there is a bone with a lot of meat on it.
Yes, and that's the part, I got to be honest with you, that began to bother me, because she starts eating the meat off the bone, and with one hand, not using a napkin, not using any kind of utensil, she's holding onto this thing, like she's eating a candy cane or something, just gnawing on it. And I got frightened. I said, honey, would you please eat that like a lady? And she, almost as if she looked at me, and her eyes were red. I can't.
Oh, would you stop?
I am not kidding you, okay?
Her eyes were red. What do you mean?
Her eyes were red. She looked almost like, stay away from me. And I went to reach for it to say, put it down. And why don't we, stop recording? And she went, oh, and she's kind of slapped at me. She kept eating the bone and eating the suck. Here's the part that I hated, and the part that I think, this is the mother of my son, you understand? And now she's reduced herself to something that is a mangy hyena. She's like some mangy thing, and she's feeding on carrion in the middle of a...
What is funny, Phil?
I heard him laugh.
What's funny is you go from talking about a beautiful steak that you're serving up at Ted's of Beverly Hills to your beautiful wife gnawing on carrion in the middle of the desert.
It scared me, Phil. Okay? It scared me.
All right. Well, so what are you telling me, man? It's a good steak, but too good?
It's almost too good, yeah. But the part that bothered me, she started sucking the marrow out of the bone, okay?
Holy Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you mean, suck the marrow out?
She's sucking the interior of the bone. And I said, all right, I said, stop filming. The guys from Beverly Hills Video, you can see these guys with the camera up to their faces with their tongues hanging out going, yeah. Well, Phil, you can laugh if you want.
No, I'm looking at thinking of the faces on those guys. Did they stop recording?
They stopped recording eventually, yeah. But in the meantime, she's sucking the marrow out of the bone. I'm listening to this... Billy, have you got that? Billy Watson's here, Phil, from Beverly Hills Video. He's got the audio track. Go ahead and cue that up. Listen to this. Oh, God, Marcy, stop it. Stop it.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Ted.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was contending with in the car today.
Well, I mean, do you want
to... It sounds to me like this segment, you're not going to... We just ought to shut down for the day.
I don't know, Phil.
Well, I mean, this was going to be a paid segment promoting the Teds of Beverly Hills, Porter Ted.
Yeah, I guess I apologize to everybody.
No, it's okay, but it sounds to me like you've got bigger problems. You know, well, what was she doing there?
She was gnawing on the bone like an animal.
Take it easy, Ted.
I'm sorry, I just... Chef, let me take this. Why don't you go into your office and jerk off?
Do you gentlemen mind?
I apologize. Phil, it's Chef Cedilia. Listen, Ted came in this afternoon about 1:30. He was very... Hold on for a minute. Those are all iceberg wedges. That's for tonight. The iceberg wedges, the blue cheese, that's blue cheese dressing. No, it's not clam dip. God damn it. Ted, I'll do it. Go into your office and spank. Excuse me, Phil. I'm sorry. You're not still on the air, are you?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good.
Yes, we are.
How do I know?
We're on the air.
All right. What happened was Ted came in. He was very upset. They were filming a commercial for the Ted's restaurant. And the guys from Beverly Hills Video were here, Boogie and the rest of those guys. So they go out, and they're gone for about a half hour to an hour. When they come back, I'm in the kitchen. You know, we're getting the dinner rush ready. And in through the door walks Marcy. She's got meat and gravy drippings and meat coming off of her face down her dress. She looks as if she's run a marathon. She's sweating. She's panting. At one point, I swear to God, Phil, I'm not kidding. I thought I saw a tongue hanging out of her face, and she's going, you know, like a dog.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, it should might have been.
I'm talking about my wife.
Hey, Ted.
That sounds to me like you ought to get him sedated or something.
Ted, sit down, will you? So I see her come in, and Ted tells me what happened. Because I said, well, what's going on? He said Marcy was in the car. She had the porter, Ted, and she was sucking on the bone and eating the meat and gnawing on it and chewing on it like she was something that just came out of a cave and was looking around for seconds. And I said, God damn, Ted. I said, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, but she's back at home right now. He's got Dr. Turner over there, I think. You got Dr. Turner there, Ted?
Yeah, I got Turner.
I got Dr. Turner. I'll do it. He's got Dr. Turner. Go in the office and spank ham.
Hey, knock it off, will you, Chef?
Well, all right, you're still on the air.
Yes, for the 800th time.
Okay, sorry. So that's what happened. I was shocked. We were all shocked.
So Marcy's back at the house. Marcy's at the house, what? And she's been sedated?
She's been sedated, yeah, by Dr. Turner. I don't know what's going on there.
That sounds to me like some like she had some sort of a psychotic break. Now she starts, hold on for a minute. So Ted gives her she has the steak.
She had the steak for lunch. We doggy bagged the bone and some of the leftovers. There was some twice baked potato in there, and we threw in some after dinner mince. I don't know. And Ted says she gets into the car. She tears the steak bone out of the bag, starts sucking on it, gnawing on it. Bill Schrader, who was coming out of the parking lot at the same time, said he heard a scream coming from Ted's car. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I passed by Ted's car, and I heard a blood-curdling scream, and I looked, and it was Ted as he was staring at Marcy sucking the marrow out of the bone of their steak. So,
and they got back.
They got back, and Ted immediately called an Uber, and then he went home with her in the Uber. He thought that the Uber, she'd go by herself, and he thought better of it. Right here he comes. Got it. I'm fine. Thanks, Chef. Yeah, I called Marcy at Uber, and I finally said, "No."
God, Mr. Bell, did you spank it or?
What's this guy's problem? I've got it okay.
Hey, Bud, shut up, will you?
Got the whole thing.
Bud,
sorry, but that's what you said he should do.
Give me the phone. What's his problem? All right, you know something? You ought to go home. I'm going to tell Mr. Hendry. I went home with her in the Uber.
All right, you went home with her in the Uber.
Yes. Yeah. So he went home with her in the Uber. I don't know what was going on with her, but Ted said, and I didn't believe his story, he had said to me that she got her eyes were blood red, and I said to him as a joke, I said, like his, only smaller, and he said, what are you talking, it's the line from Dracula, Phil, you know that one?
What's he saying? Oh, yeah, I know it, yeah. His eyes were red, only like his, only smaller.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry that it's not the high level of comedy that you guys...
All right, Chef, that's fine. Just get on with the story, please.
All right, so he said her eyes were blood red. He said she started gnawing the meat off the bone, in his words, like something that just leapt out of a cave, reptilian in nature, and it wasn't stopping for shit.
All right, so obviously we've had a situation at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We were going to bring Ted on to promote the Porter Ted.
Let me just say I'm going to be very happy to come back on the show and promote the Porter Ted. He'll be happy to come back. He'll be happy to come back on the show, Phil, and promote the Porter Ted at some. Promote the Porter Ted at some point when Marcy and the rest of the family. I don't know.
How's Josh?
I don't think he's. I think he was still at school or at his friend's house or something, or playing Warcraft. I don't know what the hell. Where's your kid?
What?
He had his friends. So.
Well, it sounds like so the steak that Marcy was. All right. That sounds brutal, man. Ted, can I talk to him?
Ted. Yeah.
Ted, you know, man, we don't mean to laugh. I mean, that's that sounds rough. So,
I honestly don't think it's anything worse than the fact that, you know, Chef, you serve a damn good steak. It's not going to suck the marrow out of the bone. Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm paying you a compliment.
Right. But that's, you said that her eyes were blood red like his, only smaller.
What?
He's quoting Dracula.
Oh, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes, her eyes were red, and it scared the living hell out of me.
I don't know, man, and I'm not a doctor. What did Dr. Tarner say?
You know, the Dr. Tarner found out that she'd been drinking Sneaky Pete wine all afternoon, and Sneaky Pete, she crushed up some amphetamines into a bottle of wine. So,
what?
You heard me. She was drinking Sneaky Pete wine.
Well, has she got a drug problem?
No, she does this occasionally. Yeah, well, it doesn't sound healthy to me.
It doesn't sound healthy to me either, Ted. Your wife's crushing amphetamines into a bottle of wine.
You know what? She's had a tough year. We all have, okay? So I took her out for a steak. She wanted to enjoy herself. She was looking forward to it. Maybe she was nervous about doing a commercial, so she dropped a couple of bennies into a bottle of wine, just turned it upside down and started glugging it down. Gets in the car. By the time she got to the restaurant, man, she was ready for anything. She was ready to rock and roll, okay? And they put the steak in front of her, you know.
Well, all right, man. So you got an amphetamine-hopped-up wife there, and...
Phil, let's remember that she's my wife and be respectful.
You're the guy that brought her on the air here in the context of this commercial, and then you're the guy that told me that she started to flip out and gnawing on the bone and...
Well, you know, it's a great steak, but we're here to promote the Porter Ted. I'm sure Marcy's going to be fine. This is Chef Carl Cedilia. Say you're Ted Bell.
What?
Say you're Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. Thanks a lot, Phil. We'll see you later.
You can't hang up, as you well know.
Oh, man.
We'll go ahead and we'll hit the commercial. Thank you very much, Chef Carl Cedilia and Ted Bell, for being our guests here. Jesus.
Ted, you want to do it?
I
want to do it, too.
Steakhouse. I'll do it.
Come on down.
Hey, folks, Ted Bell here. Coming in for the Porter Ted. No matter how horrible, no matter how much a horror story my wife...
Come in for the Porter Ted. It's Rob Dustin.
Nice.
Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Thanks a lot, Ted and the gang, for being with us. Coming up next, we got Jeff Dowder.
General Galen Shaw here for the world famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. You can do no worse. You can't do any better either. So it's stuck right there in the middle. Get a Phil Henry Show. What?
Well, that wasn't much of a plug. Get a Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. You can't do better. That's what you want to say.
Yeah, but you're not going to do well.
You can't do any worse either.
You know what? I give up.
Backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 50,000 plus hours of some of the greatest audio entertainment the world has ever known. You can get it for a month or for a year. You can get it in your mind for a lifetime if you want. Go ahead and just buy many, many years worth of subscriptions to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, like 30 years worth. That's a lifetime for some people. That's two lifetimes for some people.
You know what we're saying.
I think you know what we're asking of you.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online, other than porn.
All right, welcome back, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, baby. Always, you know, good to be with you. I think we had
Jeff Dowder.
Jeff Dowder, who we've not talked to in so long, is joining us on our newsmaker line. I don't know if he's there.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm right here, man. I've been hanging out.
Jeff, how you doing? Got to put some music down. We got C'est La Vie's. You ever heard them?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're from Montreal, Canada, from my understanding. If you don't mind, Mr. Henry, I'm on my way over to Pooh's tonight. As you know, I have a gig, and that's starting about 10 o'clock, so I'm going to start off. I'm probably start off and get a hamburger or probably get a taco.
Yeah, that's fine, man. I mean, we just want to, you know, let everybody know that you guys, Dark Horse, we haven't talked to you in a long time. We know the Dark Horse is still... you guys are still doing gigs in the area, right?
Jeff, you're still playing the drums, huh, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my instrument. As I mentioned, we had the Father's Day extravaganza.
Oh, how was that? You had almost like what the kids call, my son calls it, a guitar army.
Well, yeah. We had a Father's Day extravaganza over at Bucky Beaver's. That's on Pucker Way in Redondo Beach. And anyway, hold on for just a minute, Mr. Henry.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
go ahead, whenever you're ready.
I want to have the Beaver-rama which with the bean dip, okay?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Let me have the bean dip and the Beaver Rim, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey,
man? Yeah, and I want to have a Diet Coke, and I want to have order of the taco fries, too, okay?
All right, you're closing at 7:47. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. So, yeah, so as I was saying, Mr. Henry, we had the we got the gig going tonight, and we're very excited.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, thanks, man. We're very excited. Oh, shit.
Okay. Hey, I got to just hold on for a minute, will you, Jeff? I got a lot of people on the air here that are going through drive-through restaurants, you know, and...
I'm sorry, I'm going over to a gig. I can't hear you.
I said, are you going to keep going back to the drive-through?
I just got to get some... All I have to do is get some napkins. Hold on for a minute.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Listen, I was just...
Right.
Yeah, I'm just in here, man. I want to get napkins for the order. You
all
guys
right.
Can give me... Hello?
Hey, man.
That's it, man. Just the napkins. That'd be fantastic.
All right, you're closing at 7:47.
No, man.
Look at... Just let him get the... Go ahead, and we'll talk to you, Jeff.
What, are you hanging up?
No, we're not hanging up. Go get your napkins.
Okay, man. God. Right. I'm pulling forward.
Yeah, thanks.
These are French fries, man. I gotta go back around, Mr. Henry. Just hold on for just a minute.
How you doing?
Hey, you know what, Jeff?
Yeah, can I get an order of napkins, man? I already asked you that like once, okay? You're sitting here, you know, punking
all
out.
Right.
Napkins, man. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, Jeff, you know, I'll see you later.
Wait a minute. Do I want anything else? No, man.
You're closing at 7:47.
Fuck that, man.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Wait a minute, man.
What? Why do they got to be going through a drive-thru, man? It's like they're in a bathtub. They're going through a drive-thru. Bud, to produce the show is to first get the guests ready.
Dave, can you try to tell me?
Oh, you're making him cry. Oh, my ass, you're crying.
Well, what do you want me to do?
When you get the cat on the line, make sure that there's no extraneous noise. Extraneous, that is, around, you know, not the central part of the sound. You know, just background noise. Make sure there's none of that. Make sure that they're in a quiet place, and then we can talk to them, okay?
Yeah, hold on. Jeff? Yeah, are you done? In a drive-thru, Mr. Henry's all pissed off. Yeah. He said you're in a drive-thru. In a drive-thru restaurant, we heard it all, and we heard it good.
What? Lavender?
Give me the phone, will you?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I want to stop off and get the Beaverton.
What is the Beaver? Let me ask you a question, first of all. Are you not playing at a place called Bucky Beaver's?
Yeah, that's where we're doing our set this weekend.
And you also stopped at a drive-thru restaurant that's got the Beaverama?
Yeah, it's a burger, okay? But they draw a face on the napkin that wraps it with like a beaver tail.
And then you got something else called the, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I got the Bucky Beaver and I got the Beaverton.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, so you got your food, you're on the road.
Yeah, I'm on the road right now. I'm on my way over to... Bucky Beavers. Bucky Beavers is at 2121 Pucker Way, Mr. Henry. And actually, no, I'm not going there. I'm on my way. Sorry, I'm going. I'm
slow down.
I'm on my way over to Coconut Grove. Okay, that's on Sailboat Lane, Manhattan Beach.
Did you say Coconut Grove?
Coconut Grove, Grode.
Coconut Grove. All right. Now, what is that? That's a club.
Yeah, that's a club. And we were there on Memorial Weekend, and we had a fantastic time. Keaton's Mops was there. When I Get Home is another really good local band. And
what is the name of this band? The band's name is what?
When I Get Home. It's the name of the band, and then Keaton's Mop.
Keaton's Mop, okay. And these are the two bands. So there's three bands.
Yeah, three bands. There's Dark Horse, Keaton. Then, man, what we had on Father's Day, though, was fantastic. We had like a... We had a jam session with Harper Bugner, Ezra Watt, and all the really good guitar players from the South Bay, Hudson Ramby, and then me. And
yeah, you play drums.
I know, man. I know I play drums. But
all right. So, what's coming up this weekend?
Well, this weekend we're going to be back to Mr. Pooh's yard sale, and My Lonely Bat will be opening, and we'll do two shows Saturday night, one at 8:00. And another one at 8:30, and
that's one at 8:00 and one at 8:30.
Yeah, but the 8:30 show is 3 hours long. So what we do is
wait. Let me say that again. Hold on, General. I got it. Well, what does that mean? 8:00 and 8:30.
the 8 o'clock show, we do one song, and we go, all right, yeah. And then we split. It's all showmanship.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's showmanship. So we come out, we go, yeah, we're Dark Horse. One, two, three, yeah. And then we kick into Darkness at Sunrise, which is our signature jam. We do that. We do like a 15-minute extended guitar solo. And then we split, and then we come back on at 8:30 for a three-hour session, for a three-hour show.
And you've got two other bands?
Well, actually, no, you're right. We split at 8:30, then Keaton's Mop comes on for a half hour, then When I Get Home comes on for another half hour, then we come back at 9:30 and we play another half hour.
So basically, you guys play 45 minutes.
What?
You just said you guys play for 15 minutes, then these cats come on for a half hour, another band comes on for a half hour, and you guys come on for a half hour.
Oh, no, we stay on for like 2 hours, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's more like it. It's like the people are getting their money's worth. Of course, that's if you're a good band.
Wow, General. Yeah, we are a good band, okay? We're a very, very good band. As a matter of fact, I'm in a car right now, but I'll give you an example.
Jeff, don't get in an accident, man.
I'm not going to get in an accident, but I'm going to give the General an example of the kind of drumming that I do, the kind of control that I have over the band. I'm the band leader as well as the drummer and a lead singer, too. Have you ever seen a group called Rare Earth? Have you ever seen... There's a million bands that the drummer was a lead singer. You know, General?
No, I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, I'm the lead singer. So I'll go, one, two, three. Darkness at sunrise. I'm there. Darkness at sun. And I'm singing into the mic. Darkness at sunrise. I'm there. When the darkness at sunrise arrives, I'm there. A lot of guys like to do surf fishing. When I go down to the surf, I stand there.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Well, hold on, man. I stand there and I surf for love and I stick my pole in the surf of love and I want enlightenment too. But darkness at sunrise dumps a load of poo or something like that. I forgot how to... Yeah, so it starts out one, two, three.
Jeff, we got it, brother. And you know what? I don't want you to... I want to hear the song, okay?
Are you going to be there Friday night?
Is it Friday or Saturday? You said Saturday.
You said Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Saturday night. Okay, Mr. Poos, Mr. Henry. Show starts at 8. Then we come back on for our second set at 9:30. When I Get Home and Kevin's Mop.
Kevin's Mop or Keaton's Mop?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, what difference would it make?
Hey, General, you know, I know, like, your generation thinks you're being... You're out of the loop.
Hey, Jeff, let's have some respect.
I'm sorry.
Right, maybe I'm out of the loop, but if you're calling a band Keaton's Mop and then Kevin's Mop, there's something wrong.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, we got to get the thing down. But, yeah, that's one. But it starts out with me counting it down, General. I go, one, two, three. Darkness, sunrise. I'm there. Darkness. I dropped the phone.
Jeff, good luck to you, man. We'll see you Saturday night.
Okay, you're going to be at Mr. Pooh's. Be to Mr. Pooh's, everybody, at Saturday night, 8100 Gunther Way, Manhattan Beach, California. First show, 8 o'clock. Two big shows. Well, actually, just one big show. One big set.
Yeah, one 15-minute set.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, good luck to you. Hasta luego, man.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Henry. Jeff Doubter out.
Jeff Doubter, Dark Horse.
Darkness at Sunrise. That was the name of their debut album some 25 years ago.
Yeah, some things it's never changed.
These guys had an album?
They had a
self-produced album that I think they sell at their shows. Yeah, these guys have been around for a long time. They're big South Bay band. And now Jeff has that jam session over at, what is it, Bucky Beavers?
Yeah.
So
and what is the jam session? Oh, all the guitars.
Yeah, all of the guitars. So that's something else to check out. They had it for Father's Day, so it was a big success.
I can't wait.
All right, folks, thank you very much.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on a Podcast One. Yeah.
And don't forget your backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show.